Hi, Suzanne. Thanks for coming on the Fruit Street Health podcast today. Maybe you can just share a little bit with the listeners about your educational and professional background and why you decided to become a dietitian for Fruit Street's diabetes prevention program.
Sure. Thanks for having me. So my name is Suzanne, and I've been a registered dietitian since 1992. I jumped into the field because I really am very much into food and nutrition and exercise and healthy lifestyle. I became a CDE, a Certified Diabetes Educator, in 2003, and enjoy helping diabetic patients, and you see, we see very good outcomes. And you know, the tools we use as a dietitian is so important to help that diabetic patient through their challenges and you know, achieve their goals. When I heard about Fruit Street and a diabetes prevention program, I thought, now this is, that's where it's all about. It's about prevention, and I'd like to be proactive. I tell most of my patients and clients, let's practice prevention. So when I became a coach, which January 23rd was my first class, when I learned about Fruit Street, I thought it was a fascinating program to really help people in that prevention stage with understanding prediabetes numbers and weight loss. And I have thoroughly enjoyed these classes. And I only have two great groups of people, and the information is practical. It's they could use it in their everyday challenges and lifestyle. And I'm seeing great outcomes already. So I'm just about, I'm in my 11th class, almost, you know, that halfway mark almost. And the information is just wonderful. The, as far as nutrition, of course, is a big thing, but all the other aspects, the Fitbit and the activity and stress management and family support, I just see everybody having great outcomes. I am very excited and happy that I found Fruit Street, or they found me, to be a lifestyle coach. And I'm just, you know, happy to be here to share, answer any questions or anything else that, you know, we'd like to talk about today.
And what do you think about the difference between in-person visits with patients and a virtual? I mean, do you see a big difference, or what are the pros and minuses of both?
I think the good about the virtual is that you can have, you know, you're talking to 8 to 10 people at once. I like the virtual, the group dynamics I'm seeing with my groups. They have gelled. They've become like a team together. There's the benefits of the virtual, like in the group setting. But, you know, some people like that individual one-on-one contact. I'm enjoying the virtual with the groups because there's just something different about those. The group dynamics I'm seeing with teaching the program is that they're helping each other. They're encouraging each other. They're coaching each other. And I'm listening sometimes like, wow, I'm the facilitator and the coach, but I sat back one time and listened for, you know, 5 to 8 minutes on, they were helping each other. And just those group dynamics through the virtual, it's just amazing. I think it's great to see that group.
I think a lot of people think that the dietitians are just giving a lecture for an hour. That was actually going to be my next question. What's the longest period of time that you haven't spoken when the participants have just been speaking to each other? It sounds like it could be 5 or even 8 minutes, like you said.
I'm learning, you know, Gerard, as I go. I like to talk a lot, and I was a New Yorker, and I'm learning to listen better and slow down. And I'm learning, like, I'll just sit back. The last class, I just listened to them, and I thought, wow, they laughed and they conversed, and I thought, I just smiled and listened and laughed, and we had so much fun. And I thought, did I teach them anything today? We did. We talked about support, but it didn't matter. I don't want to talk and lecture. It's not about that. I feel like they get bored if I'm just teaching the class. They have to interact, and that's so important, you know, with the virtual and the group. Like, it's such a good dynamic, and sitting back and listening for us as a coach, I'm learning, I'm getting better at it. And I think they appreciate that, wow, I didn't talk and teach the whole time, because that's not what it's about.
Yeah, you know? It seems like there's like a sense of emotional support and like community and even friendship among some of the group members.
Yeah.
And how have you enjoyed using the other features of the application, like, you know, reviewing photos of food people are taking, or the scale and the Fitbit? How have you seen people interact with those tools?
Yeah, some people love it. I have like two or three that send me food logs every day. Some don't like it that much, and it just depends. There's a few, like I have four or five good ones. They love the app. They love using the barcode, taking a photo of a barcode, and it transfers and it gives the calories for the day, and they send it to me. Yeah, some really love it. It just depends. Some of them think I don't really like the app that much. It doesn't sync very well. They have issues with syncing the Fitbit and all that. But those that want to use the tool in the app and really utilize it, they love it because they're seeing their numbers and their results, and I'm responding. You know, so it's very individualized, I would say, with that.
Yeah, and we're continuing to improve the app based on feedback from some of the users as well. Let's see what else. What do you think about using this for type 2 diabetes? Because you said you were a certified diabetes educator, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we thought about using the group visits for that as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be phenomenal that the information is practical. It's stuff that they need to hear too. I mean, all about lifestyle changes, losing weight, stress management, you know, and getting their A1C down. I think it'd be great for, I mean, a type 2 diabetic that can get their blood sugars in a pre-diabetic stage or even out of that that's success. I think that would be a great, great, great program, Lawrence.
Yeah. And we're in the process of building a diabetes self-management education program and going through the accreditation process with the American Diabetes Association. But I just wanted to get back to another point you made. You know, I think you were highlighting that some participants, you know, really love I call them like the asynchronous features of the app, like pictures of food, text messaging, you know, the Fitbit, and then others, not so much, but it sounds like the ones that don't use those features as much, in some cases are still attending the live classes and they like the live classes more. Is that accurate?
Yes, they do. They like the interaction to socialize with each other. They share their successes, their challenges. They help each other. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect with the class, but as we're 11 weeks in, or even like tomorrow, we're 7 weeks in, they've become buddies and they got to know each other, and they've helped each other with syncing the Fitbit and things. Cause I'm getting my Fitbit this week. I don't have one, but I thought I need to get one. And they're very honest, and they're going to give feedback next session when they do like a evaluation. I said, be honest, because we are improving our program. We want to help new people. And they are. There's really nothing negative, just that I don't really like the app as much, or I'm not happy that my Fitbit's not syncing. And, you know, there's all those little bugs to work through. Mm-hmm. But the support that they get from each other in a group is priceless. They need that. They love that, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I know we had a couple software bugs that popped up. One of the interesting things with like tech startups is, you know, it's you have to constantly fix software as issues arise. And it's just kind of like an iterative process of getting feedback from users, you know, making improvements. And then, you know, because you're never going to build a software product that has no issues. It's just about how fast you can, you know, fix them and improve them. And eventually you get to like that perfect state. But tell us a little bit about yourself outside of Fruit Street. Like, do you have a private practice? Do you work at a hospital, or what else do you do?
Yeah. So I do work at a physician's office with an endocrinologist one day a week. Used to be full time. Then it was part time. Now it's one day a week after the whole corona. But just one day a week as the dietitian CDE. I do mostly diabetes education and weight loss. And I tell them all about Fruit Street. Some of them have looked into joining Fruit Street, you know, to continue with the weight loss and, you know, the diabetes, the pre-diabetes. So that's my one day a week. I started a private practice a year ago, and I'm in Virginia. I'm on the insurance panels. I'm all credentialed. So I see individual appointments. I do virtual. I have another doctor's office I use, and I do diabetes group classes like tonight. So that's been an interesting learning curve with being a dietitian in private practice. There's a lot of paperwork, as you can imagine, but you know, as a credentialed provider, it's kind of nice to work with the insurance companies. I do that, and then my Fruit Street. So three part-time jobs, and I love them all.
Maybe we'll get you full time with Fruit Street eventually.
Yeah, that's on the back burner.
I mean, we used to you know, our original business model was licensing telemedicine software to private practice dietitians.
Yeah.
And then we started doing the diabetes prevention program. I mean, do you like the fact that you don't have to deal with insurance companies with Fruit Street and we just pay you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Because that's what we noticed. We would license our software to these dietitians and, you know, yeah. they would struggle with the insurance piece. And yeah. so, you know, with this business model, they don't have to worry about insurance. It's just, you know, we just
nice.
Do that for them. So
that's nice. Yes, it is nice. And, you know, I do have to say some participants have mentioned their insurance companies. One was like a Care First. They
yeah.
contacted the patient. She goes, they just sent me an email. I signed up and they paid me to join. The
yeah,
insurance company.
There's some incentive. Yeah.
Yeah. I said, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's everybody should be. Everybody who's diagnosed with prediabetes should be in a program like this, I think.
Yeah, and one of the things we're working on as well is getting physicians to refer their patients, like the one that you're working with. Eventually, we want to have there be a way in the app where someone could just sign up and either enter their insurance card, or if they're not covered, maybe pay $25 or $50 a month as a subscription, just to make it really easy to sign up. Because if a physician could just say, oh, well, notice your A1C is 6, you know, download the app and sign up. Then it'd be easier to have them refer as well.
Yeah.
So we might have to talk to that doctor one day.
So yeah, the two doctors I work with, the endocrinologist, he's all about it. He's young and he's all about, you know, numbers to the diabetes, you know, prevention and getting people off of insulin and meds and, you know, getting them out of that diabetic stage and even out of a pre-diabetic stage. So oh yeah, I tell all my physicians and my colleagues and my nurses and some of my patients at my private practice, they're looking into it to try and join, because I think it could benefit everybody, you know?
For sure. I mean, anyone can benefit from, you know, living a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah.
Do you have any particularly interesting stories about like patients that have, you know, lost weight yet? I know you just started, but like anyone lose 5 or 10 pounds yet? Anything like that?
I have a great story that was just told on my Saturday class. She got lab work done. Mm-hmm. She was diabetic. I think her A1C, she was 7 point something. She's been with me, let's see, we're in our 11th week. So she's been doing all the recommendations with our program. Mm-hmm. And she went and got lab work done. And she was, I think she was even out of the pre-diabetic stage. So I think she went from like a 7.5 and she was like a 5.4.
Wow.
An amazing drop in her A1C. And I want to say she didn't lose a lot of weight, maybe like 7 pounds, but mm-hmm. her lab work spoke to her. Like the doctor said, what are you doing? And she told her doctor
what
she was doing. And so she's in this program every week. And he said, well, whatever you're doing, keep doing, because it's working. And she shared that with the class. And I said, that was that non-scale victory. You know, those numbers that make a difference. It doesn't have to be the weight. It's their blood mm-hmm. pressure. And so that was her. I think her blood pressure did improve too. But her A1C mm-hmm. number was amazing. And I said, I asked her if she could share that, you know, give some feedback to the company when she does her evaluation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering if her doctor adjusted her medication, like if she came off of any diabetes medication.
She came off of her metformin.
Okay. Wow.
Yes. Yep.
Interesting.
I don't think she's not on any more medicine anymore. She is lifestyle changes, prevention. So she's doing all the exercise and the, you know, the dietary stuff. So she's motivated now. She got to this point. She doesn't want to go back to medication. So that was the best story I've heard so far. Yeah.
Wow.
I've heard
that's pretty fast, 11 weeks. It'd be great if you could ask her to leave a 5-star review in the App Store and give us a write-up. You know, we've done some video testimonials, but we're trying to get more participants to leave their, you know, like you can write a review in the App Store just so that more people know about, you know, their experience.
Yeah, I will.
Well, but no, that's an awesome story.
Yeah.
Well, let's end on a high note there and we'll wrap up the episode and then you and I will stick around and chat for a minute. But thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Digital Health Entrepreneurship with Lauren Stroud. If you haven't already, take a look at some of our other episodes and leave a review on your favorite podcasting platform.